This is Kim Gordon, WGN Radio's Neighborhood News Reporter. It's my job to explore what makes Chicago's communities unique. In this episode, we take you to River North. The American Writers Museum has a new exhibit called Tools of the Trade. It's a look back at the importance of the typewriter to the author, poet, journalist, and playwright. Museum President Carrie Cranston explains how the idea for the exhibit came about.
One collector, a man named Steve Soboroff, who has been collecting famous authors' typewriters over the years, had offered to loan us some of his great American writers' typewriters. And along with what he loaned us and some other artifacts we've borrowed from other people, we've been able to kind of put together an exhibit that explores really the incredible significance mostly of the typewriter on American writing.
He says the connection between writers and their typewriters is a special bond.
The pen and the inkwell, sort of like the computer, were things that could be used for other purposes. You might use a pen and inkwell to draw as much as you would write. But the typewriter was really made specifically so people could write. And it's that one thing that the piece of technology is only meant for. So for a lot of writers, you know, getting on that machine means getting away from distraction.
You'll get a firsthand look at the typewriters that, when some famous names put their fingers to the keyboard, masterpieces were created.
Typewriters from people like Maya Angelou, Ernest Hemingway, Gwendolyn Brooks. Some of the really interesting pieces include Helen Keller's Braille writer, also the Jack London's typewriter, which is from a very early era and looks nothing like typewriters as we know them today.
And for the budding young writer who's never seen a typewriter before, Cranston says kids' reactions are priceless.
When families are here, you'll see sometimes the parents have to drag their kids away if they get really excited about it. And part of it is the tactile nature of it. You know, for many of them, the only way they've experienced typing is into a computer and the stuff goes on the screen. And probably the best example we had of somebody getting excited was a seventh grader who said, "This is amazing. It's like an instant printer."
The exhibit is now open to the public and runs through next year. Until next time, I'm Kim Gordon with WGN's Neighborhood News, brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.